This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The president doesn't believe that any of the claims that Ms. Daniels made last night in the interview are accurate.
He doesn't believe she was threatened.
No, he does not. False charges are settled out of court all the time, and this is nothing outside the ordinary.
Welcome to America Tonight. It is all about Stormy Daniels and the White House answering back as to what were the reasons for... What Stormy Daniels, I shouldn't say the reasons because they don't know the reasons, as to what the president's take is on Stormy Daniels and what she had to tell 60 Minutes, etc. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we kind of traverse in a couple of different directions at the top. I wanted to jump on the Stormy Daniels story. 20 million people, once again, watching 60 Minutes, so there was some interest in this. I like to say that ATN is all about what you and that guy in the back are talking about across this great nation, right? Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. This is the topic of conversation. So here's what Raj Shah had to say, a White House spokesperson, about Stormy Daniels' allegations of a one-night fling and conversations between them. And I wanted you to hear them again because I missed them. So could we hear those again one more time?
This is nothing. False charges are settled out of court all the time, and this is nothing outside the ordinary. The president doesn't believe that any of the claims that Ms. Daniels made last night in the interview are accurate.
He doesn't believe she was threatened.
No, he does not.
All right, so there you go. He doesn't think she was threatened, so I wanted you to hear that, where she talks about Vegas and somebody coming up behind her in Las Vegas and threatening her, and he said he doesn't believe it. You heard, again, what the White House spokesperson had to say. So there's all over the Twittersphere, there's lots of conversation about Stormy Daniels, about what it means, and there's also these Russia expulsions, too, that have happened that certainly are gaining a lot of attention. 1 week, and you have to be out, basically, those that are camping out, Russia-wise, diplomatic-wise. That's it. The relationship between the U.S. and Russia is certainly hardening, you would have to say. So the president had, the past conciliatory rhetoric toward Moscow has now kind of flipped in a different direction by saying that you've got 1 week to get out. And this is part of that because of that whole poisoning thing that happened in the UK with a former spy, a Russian spy. So the State Department had said that earlier in March that they announced plans to provide anti-tank missiles to the Ukraine to defend against Russia back separatists in eastern Ukraine, because they've had a huge problem there. Trump's predecessor, President Obama, didn't do so because they didn't want to poke the bear, didn't want to make Moscow angry. So now things have flipped in a different direction, that's for sure. So is the president, answering the bell when it comes to what a lot of generals and advisors want to see happen with Russia? Perhaps. Perhaps that's what it is, because booting them out definitely shows signs that there is a dwindling friendship, certainly, here. That's for sure. If you remember the whole John Bolton thing, you think of how Bolton feels about Russia, and certainly as the national security advisor. But I think the nerve attack was really the trigger, if you will, for these expulsions. That the attack shouldn't have been viewed in isolation is what they were thinking, and that what can they do? You know, this is a destabilizing and aggressive thing by Moscow. So what can the United States do? And this is what they've done. For sanctions against Russia, etc., for election meddling, cyber attacks, all of that, and the Putin re-election thing, the criticism over that, I think some of that goes in the rearview mirror because of these expulsions, and that it's very direct, and it cuts right to the quick, if you will. Just boom, you're done. 100 Russian diplomats are being expelled. 60 in the U.S., 100 in the EU. So start to add up those numbers, and they really start to add up. Don't know if you've done your taxes or not. I got a couple of emails from people who were saying that they were looking for tax advice. Certainly, that is not in my wheelhouse other than when we've had people on to talk about it who are CPAs. And you can always file for an extension. I had a guy named Jack who asked about, what do I do? What do I do? I've had major changes in my life. Well, if it's really that bad, file an extension. In a couple of weeks, we'll be talking about that TikTok deadline. We're almost into April. Hard to believe, but at the tail end of the week, we flip into April as we start another week. And, boy, time flies, right? And as that's happening, time is up for the Russian diplomats. You've got North Korea and that meeting coming up with Kim Jong-un between the president and Kim Jong-un. So much coming out of D.C. It's like lava that just won't stop. Out of Kilauea, we can't contain it. I mean, some of it positive, some of it super negative, some of it, who knows where it ends up. We don't know. And then this about the 2020 census, fair or foul, should it include a citizenship question or not? But it's going to. So Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross made an announcement through a letter to Undersecretary for Economic Affairs Karen Dunn Kelly, and they plopped it up on the website. They talked about the pros and cons of asking people their citizenship status, which included reading letters from stakeholders in the very sensitive debate that we constantly have in this country. But after reviewing it, they decided that there should be a citizenship question on this 2020 census, that the only way to get the complete and accurate data is to have that information. And the Census Bureau itself has until March 31st to submit those questions to Congress. So that's why this is being kicked around now. But how will it read all of that? Is pretty interesting, I think. And it's got a lot of Democrats up in arms, and especially we're seeing the struggle over DACA, so that just adds to the fury and throw another log on the flame. But I don't see this in any way being extracted from the census, but there certainly is a lot of time in between, let's put it that way. Enough time to make a change. Coming up next, the March on Washington, post-Parkland, what do we know about students and what's happening nationwide? Next on ATM.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Thanks for listening to this version of America Tonight. This past weekend, thousands descended upon Washington, D.C. for this march that, wow, just exploded all over the place. And when I say all over the place, the March for Our Lives, just the students pulled off this massive show of, you know, for a historic march, massive show of, I guess, solidarity in a sense. And there were students that spoke from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, which was in Parkland, Florida. And I'll tell you what, I would say this, because, you know, you've got people that are criticizing the. Here's what I'd say. I mean, these are young voices who, I think in this country, we, no matter if we agree with whatever's being protested or not, the fact that you've got people that are protesting something that's affecting them, I've said this before, let anyone speak who's been, especially in those situations, because I cannot imagine, honestly, one, I think it's good because that's the whole thing that makes America great, honestly, is that we have different opinions and we can express them. That's what America Tonight is about. That's why I always say, I don't care what your political opinions are, right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, or not really labeling yourself. you are absolutely 100% invited to this party, and you can go on anytime at AmericaTonightRadio.com and send me an email. Let me know how you feel, bottom line. So 17 friends, teachers, etc., changed the lives of the survivors. I cannot imagine those kids in a class learning about the Holocaust who were seeing their friends get splattered on the classroom floor. It just boggles the mind. I mean, it does. And I didn't have to go to high school like that. Many of you didn't have to go to high school like that. I've said this before. We were worried about dissecting frogs, fake fire drills, perhaps a fake bomb call-in, etc., but not what they dealt with. And it has forever changed them, no matter what becomes of their lives. It's just absolutely vile. Absolutely vile. I mean, so much in fact, and again, expressing opinions, Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, decided that he was going to help the kids, the victims, get to Washington. And part of the reason, too, is retired astronaut Mark Kelly, a friend of Robert Kraft's, got the request from his wife, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who almost died with a shooting, being shot in 2011, which really has left most of the right side of her body paralyzed. So he sends the plane to bring those kids from Parkland up. And Kraft said he had seen the toll that another school shooting took on a town. He owns a box plant in Newtown, Connecticut, where the 20 students, babies, and six staff members of Sandy Hook Elementary were shot and killed in 2012. Some of the plant employees even lost family members in the attack, and he donated money immediately. So he's seen this before. And he said he viewed helping the Parkland students attend the March for Their Lives rally a worthy cause to help people who are hurting bad. And see, that's what I would say. Because you got to think about this with the amount that the fuel costs, et cetera, and getting there. I would say bravo to that. But now the bottom line is, what happens in these schools? What changes in the schools? Is it more guards? Is it more of a is it more people being alert to, and I think they're alert, but more people being aware of possibilities, so having locked doors, having metal detectors. This is some of what has been talked about, and of course even arming teachers has been talked about. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Hi, David.
Hey, Kate. You know, this whole thing has been kind of creepy to me because, when I was a kid, and I'm, past 50, the schools, and especially the NRA, used to train, some schools actually had the NRA train you in riflery and gun safety and whatnot, and they'd train Boy Scouts, they'd train some Girl Scout troops probably, the 4-H clubs, a lot of different organizations would take gun safety classes from the NRA. And as I understand it, the insurance companies have refused to offer, refused to allow the NRA to do gun safety courses. So when you start looking at the way that guns have been marketed without any gun safety courses, it's gotten into more of this, fun with the gun, glory, as well as a paranoia. And without any gun safety courses, you have a generation who we're seeing a flood of guns come onto the market. If I understand right, what was the shooting up there in Connecticut. Was it Newtown? And
yeah,
25 million guns were sold in 3 weeks after the Newtown shooting. There was no reason to sell 25 million guns, but apparently the marketing campaign created a flood of new gun sales, and it's led to this increasing irresponsibility. You know, I hear a lot of these market forces type people ranting about how market forces are almost a religion. You would think that a well-regulated militia would have some sort of an insurance policy that would deal with millions and millions of guns, but we don't hear the Republicans, or the Democrats for that matter, offering any kind of structure. You know, if there are going to be gun sales, they have to have an insurance policy on it. And, you know, whether they have gun locks, whether they have, finger detectors and all of the different mechanisms for keeping the guns safe, there's no demand to have insurance policies on them. And I personally, I think there's a coup in the works. It stinks of that. If I understand right, 3% of the population of America own something like 90% of these guns. They're being hoarded by some enormous paranoids. And if you were to look at a paranoid, what would the insurance policy be on a paranoid? Especially a paranoid sitting there with, 10,000 guns. Their insurance premiums would be through the roof. And so to me, I'm not necessarily a market forces kind of guy, but when you look at the idea that generations of kids have been raised now without any gun safety courses, I think it was all the way back in the 1980s when the NRA stopped offering gun safety courses as a general rule. And so generations have been raised without safety courses, and there's just been this massive buildup whether it's the open market or the underground market. And there is one other angle that really creeps me out.
David, you got to save that one because we are out of time, and I don't even have time to address everything that you threw out there. But I would say statistically, I'd check those statistics about the hoarding. Stay with us. Much more coming up. In the flesh.
I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Always a pleasure to have Sharon Miller on the show, Bank of America, head of small business. She's a managing director. Boy, you think about that responsibility. I was just thinking about that this morning when I woke up knowing we were talking to Sharon, Greg, and you think of all the associates, 2,000 associates, et cetera, and all the amazing things we've learned about Bank of America. So we have some great news here at Forbes Books. We're very excited to be launching this radio and podcast partnership with you and Bank of America's small business. Greg, this is so exciting. Sharon, what are the goals for these radio interviews, the podcast, and for all the people that have been listening?
Well, Kate and Greg, first of all, thank you so much. This is an exciting partnership for us here at Bank of America, and particularly small business. I hope that we can provide a forum for small business owners to have access to content about the economy, what's happening in the business world, trends, what are we seeing across the country, because as we know, small business is a very local business. So what's happening in one community may be different than another community in a different area. So every small business is unique, and geography plays a big part of it, or type of industry, and we'll discuss all of that together. And I, to me, it's just a very, very exciting topic.
That's really great, and I'm glad you brought up so early in this discussion the idea of local businesses and how sometimes they're dealing with different things and sometimes they're dealing with similar things. You must travel around the country a lot and talk to business owners around the country a lot in every corner of the country. And what kind of things do you hear them talking about today in 2018 that has you excited and has them excited?
You know, we continue to hear from our small business owners that they're optimistic about the future. We take surveys twice a year at Bank of America to understand how our clients are feeling around their business prospects. So do they think their revenues will grow, or are they coming down? Do they feel they're going to expand their business, or are they going to let go? You know, so all of these different items that small business owners contemplate over the course of a day, a week, a month, we ask them about that. And so we continue to hear optimism in the air for our small business owners. And we just had the recent tax reforms pass. We know that there are some considerations for small business owners. And those are some of the things that they're talking about. How will I hire more employees? How can I get qualified employees? There's a war for talent out there, and small business owners are competing at every level. So that's something that I continue to hear. The other thing is around technology and online and mobile, and how do they make sure that they have the latest content, information, and access to information so that they can provide information for their customers, but more important, how do they use that to run their business and to gain efficiency? So these are all the conversations that I'm having no matter where I'm sitting, if it's in, you know, San Francisco, California, or Tampa, Florida. These are similarities, and you do feel the optimism in the air.
You know, it's so interesting, Sharon, to hear you talk about. So first of all, from where you're sitting as Bank of America head of small business, and we're talking with Sharon Miller from Bank of America, it's so interesting to hear from where you're sitting, you bringing up tech and mobile in particular. So first of all, I mean, we all know that the world is going to mobile and it's going very fast. And yet, as you were describing those conversations with small business people around the country, I realized that the more data is accessible to a small business person, especially the financial information, which is exactly where Bank of America and Bank of America Small Business comes into play, the more small business owners have access to that information, the better they are able to do all the things that make their business a success. And can you kind of walk us through the journey of Bank of America when it's come to having mobile access for their customers to their financial information?
Yeah, I mean, you think about 5 years ago where we were building as a company access for clients to get on their computer, just online, to go to bill pay, to go to online banking, because people were sitting in front of their computer. Today, we think about mobile first. So it's built for the mobile because everyone has mobile in the palm of their hands. And this is how people prefer to bank today. And so that's the consumer industry in general. I mean, I think about myself as a banker, but I also bank with Bank of America. I want to make sure that I have access to that. And I don't have to be at home sitting in front of my computer. I can just have my phone with me, log in, get on, understand what I have in my account, move money, pay bills. And now we've launched Erica for our consumer clients and coming for small business where it's a virtual assistant. So just like with your Amazon Alexa, where you can ask what's the weather, what date is, you know, whatever event they're looking for, you can find all this access to information. We now have Erica, which is a clever way of shortening Bank of America. So we just took the Bank of A out and it's Erica. And so it's Erica, how, you know, pay my bill. How am I doing on my budget? Should I invest money? And all of this is going to be available for small business clients as well. So this is on your mobile phone. And I think that's the difference is today it's mobile first. We do build for online and to be in front of your computer, but the world is becoming increasingly tightly knit, global. We're all there together. So I think that mobile is the way we've got a position going forward, and that's what our consumers are asking for.
Yes, Sharon, you nailed it with this, Erica. I'm sure people that are listening are now super drawn to this. Tell us a little bit more about that. I can imagine you probably had a think tank or you were flushing it out, or how did that all come about to get ahead of the curve?
Yeah, I mean, artificial intelligence, it's, you know, gaining insights to behavior and being in front of our customers and giving them what they need. They may not even know what they need. We're trying to anticipate their needs and trying to understand you're spending, you know, $1,000 more each month than you make. You know, maybe we need to talk to a financial advisor about a budget. All of these things that we can understand of our customers' behavior because, you know, we understand what's happening in their account. And we want to help them. We want to be their financial partner and say, look, maybe it's time to get a checkup for, you know, you have two children, we can see, and you probably need to start a 529 plan for them. So all these insights from a virtual assistant in the palm of your hand, it's incredible. I mean, I would have never guessed we'd have something like this available. It's the first of its kind in the industry. And quite frankly, it's what our customers want. And today, this is what millennials are expecting. They want to wake up and say, what's the weather? You know, all these things. So, you know, and talk to my son has, you know, one of those dots sitting on his bedside table. What time is it? What's the weather? Is it going to rain today? You know, you can find this out just by talking. That's the same concept that we use for Erica.
So if I wasn't talking to you now, Sharon, I would be Googling Bank of America Erica to find out more about it. Can you tell us what stage it's in? Are there some who can see it today? Is it in beta or when we can expect to see it?
I mean, we had it available for all employees and our employees were testing it. I was part of that test group. And so I, of course, kept getting every time I'd log into my mobile banking, I'd get this flag and it'd say, do you want to use me? You know, Erica. So now all of our customers are gaining access to this. So it's there for them. You just click on, hi, I'm Erica, and then it'll start interacting with you. So it's available for our customers, and it's something that, you know, if you haven't checked it out already, it is so cool and just the most innovative thing that I think we've done when it comes to the artificial intelligence, launching it for our employees. And it gets smarter as you use it. That's what artificial intelligence does. It can understand your behaviors as you're interacting so that it can anticipate your needs.
And just to be clear about this, Erica is available, obviously, in your app. It's an in-app function. And is it also available if I'm sitting in front of a desktop and log into my account at Bank of America?
It's available for you through the app. And you know what? And I'd have to find out, Greg, on that if it's available. Because, you know, just like we just talked about, I don't even use my online banking on my desktop anymore. I'm using it on my mobile phone. So I will get back to you on that to let you know. But I know for sure it's available on your mobile phone. It's right there on your app. And that's how I'm using it today.
Yeah, we were running out of time, and you can tell Greg and I are just enthralled by this. This is amazing to hear about Erica. But one of the things that you also said is you talked about the war for talent. That is real, that is big, and that's a problem that you know you're trying to solve and help people with, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we hear this all the time, that business owners, they want to expand, they want to replace, because you're going to have attrition. Even if you're not increasing the number of people you have in your company, someone's going to leave. They're going to go to a competitor. They're going to decide to go back to school. They're just going to do something else and make another choice. Or maybe you have problems with that employee. You're going to have to replace. So if you have 10 employees, 2 leave in a year, you're still going to have to hire 2 people just to keep at 10. So in our business owner reports, what we hear from small business owners are that they're either going to maintain their existing staff levels, or they're going to increase it. And so with that being said, it would be unheard of for every small business to have no turnover. And so we know we've got to hire. So what we're doing is working with our Merrill Lynch partners to make sure we have our wealth financial advisors out there that can help small business owners set up retirement plans, set up benefits, because this would attract employees. It might differentiate a small business from another just because I have access to a 401k and the competitor down the street doesn't. People care about that today. Employees, it matters. And so we want to work with small business owners, get them connected to the very best thinking on Wall Street around setting up retirement plans, setting up benefits. All these different considerations are really important in today's economy. And that's how we partner with our small business owners.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. Sharon Miller, will you come back and talk to us? I wanted to get into, now that we have this relationship, I want to get into more about your background and let people know about you.
Absolutely. I welcome it. And Kate and Greg, this has just been a great conversation and always love to talk to you and catch up.
Thanks, Sharon Miller, Bank of America, Head of Small Business. And we'll be talking to her again here on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
The It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to another edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Really excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room right now. David Wilkenfeld joins us. He's the CEO of PromGirl.com. And actually, it's interesting because we look at these Chinese counterfeit websites that are continuing to be out there and flourish, and we've talked about them here on the show, and now there is a petition to stop them dead in their tracks. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has had, you know, pretty much it up to here when it comes to that. So what is it that they're doing? So it's perfect to have David on with us to flush this out a little bit more for us. So, David, tell us more about this. How big has this become for the Chinese? What are they doing?
So, I mean, it's a major problem for our industry, the farm and bridal industry, and Farm Girl, obviously, by our name, is more involved in farm, although we do have some bridal business. And the Chinese companies and factories are putting up these very inexpensive and not well-organized websites without the policies of pricing, and they are stealing images and designs from American companies, putting inflating prices and then selling very, very cheap knockoffs of the same styles. And over the course of our prom season, we hear from thousands of customers that are in tears because they got a dress that looks nothing like what they expected, and it fits nothing like it's supposed to fit. And, you know, we try to help where possible, but a lot of farms, you know, throughout the country, a lot of girls have a negative experience because of these Chinese counterfeit sites.
Wow. So when you say you try to help where you can, it, like doing interviews like this, right, getting the word out, be careful, make sure you know when you're clicking on certain sites where you're really going.
Well, yes, there's a whole awareness campaign going on with us and other companies. BuzzFeed did a big article on problem, you know, with social media and Instagram. Girls are posting, you know, various power stories. And we also have started and will continue on a bigger level to offer girls, you know, at cost because, you know, most families are on limited budgets. So if they do have a problem, we'll try to help them mitigate the expense of trying to fix the problem and get them a certified designer dress, which is what they would expect in the first place.
Yeah, and as you said, you're part of this, so you're, you know, trying to make the awareness out. Prom is big, obviously it's huge, and there's this petition, and maybe the petition raises awareness for it too. Have you ever seen anything like this in your industry?
It's become more prevalent over the years. I think it's a pervasive problem that is not just impacting you know, our industry, but it's a problem throughout, you know, many industries and many designers. And it's just I think it's expanded because of the presence of, you know, the internet and the ability to reach more people, and there's less regulation over trade and many things as a result of the internet. And so there's a lot of issues that are happening that don't really have laws in place yet to properly address them. And, you know, part of the battle and what we're doing is working with the government and working with customs agencies and the payment agencies and trying to figure out, and Google, obviously, which is taking money from these counterfeit Chinese websites for advertising, and that's really a lot of how the customers are becoming aware of these sites. So there's a fight on multiple fronts to control this problem and hopefully eventually eliminate it, but it's a huge problem. It's not going to go away anytime soon. So there's, you know, multiple fights on many fronts that are happening, you know, continually.
So since you're the CEO of PromGirl.com, what do you tell, I mean, this is good, so advice to make sure that you don't end up with your teenage daughter in tears, what do you advise that they do? Just make sure, that, I mean, obviously your site is safe, and just be double-check on anything they do when they're looking for dresses?
Well, first of all, you know, it's like with most things, if something seems too good to be true, then it probably is. So, you know, if you're looking around and a dress is normally $300-$400 and you see it, you know, for $100 or $150, that would be a red flag. If there's not a clear, you know, address, U.S. address, a phone number to speak to someone in customer service, clear return policies, if the dresses are not in stock, if they have to, you know, be made to order, that would be a something that should be a red flag. And then most designers have a where to buy on the designer website, so you could always go and reference their website, check, make sure that the website where you're going is an authorized dealer for the brand or the dress that you're looking for. So there are numerous ways to check, you know, but a lot of it is getting the awareness out that there's even an issue. So I think that's starting to happen, and we'll continue to bring awareness along with many other people that this is impacting, you know, bringing awareness to the consumer.
That's great advice. David Wilkenfeld, thanks so much. CEO of PromGirl.com. Check it out. I'm so glad that people are out there trying to do whatever they can to fight against what's happening out there with counterfeit. It's ridiculous. David, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So this is a problem. We're talking about Google, and they're talking about Google searches, and they have taken over 500,000 URLs down. And then you look at the listings, you look at the marketplace, over 100,000 listings taken down. I'll give you some statistics here. They say that one full-time employee along with a 20-person team spanning multiple departments are working on all these anti-counterfeiting projects. What's the industry impact on what we just talked about? Check this out. You ready for this? They say that it costs about $300 million in lost revenue a year with the special occasions industry. So that means bridal, prom, all of that. The economic impact, check this economic impact out. These rogue sites, they get about 50 billion visits a year. The cost to our economy, ready, another B for you, $250 billion annually. How many jobs are lost? 750,000 jobs are lost. Obviously, it's an epidemic. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has launched this anti-counterfeit petition that I mentioned. The APPIA is requesting the American people to support this petition and help propose some new policies to stop illegal overseas websites using those images, those proprietary images, and this aggressive advertising to deceive the public into believing that they're getting something authentic. And I think David made a great point. If it seems too good to be true, don't we know this? Then it is too good to be true. You're not getting a prom dress for, you know, $50 to $100 and thinking that that's right. It's not. It's especially when we're talking about going on a website, that's where you're getting ripped off. And that's where he's saying then they get these dresses and it's right up against the time that they would go to a prom, or a bride is getting ready to walk down the aisle, and it's too late to try to fix it and come up with something to rig up these dresses that are absolutely counterfeit. So we've seen that this certainly has exploded, and it's costing jobs. It absolutely is costing American jobs from these Chinese counterfeit goods, because it's such a billion-dollar industry for them. So these counterfeit websites are jacking us, are hijacking us, and they continue to operate, because how much leverage do you have? So good for the APPIA, because they realize what's going on when they get all these crazy phone calls and somebody sees a dress and it's similar to what a legitimate company, sometimes a company that's been in business for a long time, has, and they don't understand when they try to connect the dots why it doesn't match up. And the reason is because they were on one of these websites. And in fact, if we wind the clock back 3 years, there were some statistics on this. Again, we're talking about billions of dollars. In 2013, the total value of this is goods seized, okay, originating from China. You know how much? $1.22 billion. And who knows? I mean, this is what they know, what they've tracked, what they've been able to do. But there's probably so much more that's slipped in and nobody realizes it's happening. They get away with it. So crazy. Just another one of those counterfeit deals that is benefiting somebody else and harming other people in the United States. All right, that's another edition of It's Your Business.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.